Hi, I'm Tucker Redding, creator and host of Imagine, a guide to Jesuit prayer. In this season of Imagine, we walked with Jesus on his journey to the cross while focusing on stories of healing and reconciliation from his ministry. We've learned about our own need for healing and forgiveness by watching Jesus interact with various people. If you found our journey meaningful, please support the podcast by subscribing to America. Visit americamagazine.org/subscribe. Welcome to Imagine, a guide to Jesuit prayer from America Media, a Jesuit ministry. In this podcast, I'll guide you through a form of prayer called Ignatian contemplation, in which you use your imagination to see and interact with various scenes from Scripture. Think of it as an audio retreat that you could participate in, whoever you are, wherever you like. If this is the first time that you're listening, I recommend going back and listening to this season in order, starting with the episode on the temptation of Jesus. That way it's like a journey that you build on with every episode. Before we begin, I want to encourage you to listen to this podcast while you're in a quiet place, somewhere you can shut out all distractions. While a quiet, reflective space isn't necessarily required, it can help enhance your prayer experience. If you have the opportunity, try closing your eyes so that you might imagine the scenes more clearly. But of course, only if you can do so safely. So don't close your eyes if you're driving or walking. In this episode, the resurrected Jesus reveals himself to Peter and the disciples by the sea. After fishing through the night and catching nothing, a man tells the disciples to cast their nets again, and they catch a huge number of fish. They realize that it is Jesus and eat with him on the shore. Afterwards, Jesus asks Peter, "Do you love me?" Focus on Peter in this story and his own need for healing and reconciliation. First, let's begin with a short breathing exercise. Breathe deeply. In and out, in and out. Continue a few more deep breaths, in and out. With each exhale, feel your muscles relax. Release any worries or anxieties that you might have in this moment. Feel the presence of God around you and invite the Holy Spirit to join you in this time of prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, be with us and guide us in our prayer. Help us to shut out all distractions and to see what you want us to see. Help us to trust in your guidance and to feel your presence. Saint Ignatius encourages us to ask for grace that we hope to receive in our prayer. We ask for the grace to rejoice and feel the great joy of the resurrection of Jesus. Peter and the disciples have made their way back to Galilee from Jerusalem. Their friend and teacher has been crucified. They left everything they had to follow Jesus. They watched him heal people and preach about the kingdom of God. Take a moment to picture them together. What do they look like? Notice Peter. Only days ago, he was with Jesus in Jerusalem, and he denied him 3 times. How does he feel in this moment? Peter says to the rest of the disciples, "I am going fishing." Some of the disciples go with him. Follow them. Walk with the disciples along the shore of the Sea of Galilee. Look out over the water. Hear the waves rolling in. You all come to a boat. Take a moment to picture it. What does it look like? Climb into the boat and begin to make your way away from the shore. Peter and the disciples begin to cast their nets into the water. If you wish, you can help them. Look around at the disciples. They have experienced so much together. How are they feeling in this moment? Do they say anything to one another? So far, they have caught nothing, and they continue to fish through the night. Watch as the sun begins to rise over the water. You see a man on the shore. Listen as he calls out, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" Call back to him and tell him that you've caught nothing. The man says, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." Peter and the disciples do as the man instructs and cast the net one last time. Immediately, the net becomes tight and pulls against the boat. It is so full of fish that it's too heavy to pull in. How do the disciples react? One of the disciples turns to Peter and says, "It is the Lord." Watch as Peter jumps into the water and swims to the shore. What is he thinking as he does this? You and the other disciples arrive on the shore and climb out of the boat. You can see Jesus more clearly now. Scripture implies that Jesus looks different to the disciples. What does he look like to you? Jesus has built a fire and asks you to bring some of the fish that you've caught. Sit with the disciples as Jesus serves you breakfast. After breakfast, Jesus goes and sits beside Peter. Join them. Peter denied Jesus only days ago. How does he feel in this moment? Jesus says, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Peter says, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus replies, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus asks, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter says, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus says to him, "Tend my sheep." A third time, Jesus asks, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter is distressed. Listen to how Peter replies. "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus says, "Feed my sheep." And after all of this, Jesus simply says, "Follow me." How does Peter feel in this moment? Jesus now turns to you How does he look at you? What would you like to say to Jesus? What does he have to tell you? Take a few moments to talk with him and listen for a response. Sometime after your contemplative experience, I encourage you to reflect on the things that stood out in your prayer. What struck you the most? What challenged you? Where did you sense God the most in your prayer? This is the final episode for this season of Imagine. One way that you could continue to pray with this series is to revisit some of these episodes over time. Ignatius taught that repetition can be helpful for prayer. You might notice different details with each repetition of an episode. You might even imagine the scenes in an entirely different way. Another way that you can use repetition is to focus on the things that struck you the most in a previous prayer period. Try recalling what moved or challenged you in a particular episode. Then listen again, keeping those details in mind. If you've enjoyed this series, please make sure to leave a review to help other people find this podcast. Imagine, A Guide to Jesuit Prayer is a production of America Media. This series was written and edited by me, Tucker Redding. The executive producer is Sebastian Gomes. Thank you for joining me on this journey. It's been a pleasure praying with you.